network open to attack. Telecommuters therefore pose a serious security risk if they are not properly trained. In addition to installing antivirus and anti-Trojan horse software to protect against malicious code, a firewall is necessary to block any hostile users from obtaining access to any services enabled on the telecommuter's system. The risk of not deploying the minimal security technologies to prevent malicious code from propagating cannot be underestimated, as an attack on Microsoft proves. A computer system belonging to a Microsoft telecommuter, used to connect to Microsoft's corporate network, became infected with a Trojan horse program. The intruder or intruders were able to use the telecommuter's trusted connection to Microsoft's development network to steal developmental source code. Policies for human resources. Human resources departments have a special charge to protect employees from those attempting to discover personal information through their workplace. HR professionals also have a responsibility to protect their company from the actions of unhappy ex-employees. 1. Departing employees. Policy. Whenever a person employed by the company leaves or is terminated, human resources must immediately do the following. Remove the person's listing from the online employee telephone directory and disable or forward their voicemail. Notify personnel at building entrances or company lobbies, and add the employee's name to the employee departure list, which shall be emailed to all personnel no less often than once a week. Explanation. Employees who are stationed at building entrances must be notified to prevent a former employee from re-entering the premises. Further, notifying other personnel may prevent the former employee from successfully masquerading as an active employee and duping personnel into taking some action damaging to the company. In some circumstances, it may be necessary to require every user within the former employee's department to change his or her passwords. When I was terminated from GTE solely because of my reputation as a hacker, the company required all employees throughout the company to change their password. 2. IT Department Notification. Policy. Whenever a person employed by the company leaves or is terminated, human resources should immediately notify the Information Technology Department to disable the former employee's computer accounts, including any accounts used for database access, dial-up, or internet access from remote locations. Explanation. It's essential to disable any former worker's access to all computer systems, network devices, databases, or any other computer-related devices immediately upon termination. Otherwise, the company may leave the door wide open for a disgruntled employee to access company computer systems and cause significant damage. 3. Confidential information used in hiring process. Policy. Advertisements and other forms of public solicitation of candidates to fill job openings should, to the extent possible, avoid identifying computer hardware and software used by the company. Explanation. Managers and human resources personnel should only disclose information related to enterprise computer hardware and software that is reasonably necessary to obtain resumes from qualified candidates. Computer intruders read newspapers and company press releases and visit internet sites to find job listings. Often, companies disclose too much information about the types of hardware and software used to attract prospective employees. Once the intruder has knowledge of the target's information systems, he is armed for the next phase of attack. For example, by knowing that a particular company uses the VMS operating system, the attacker may place pretext calls to determine the release version and then send a phony emergency security patch made to appear as if it came from the software developer. Once the patch is installed, the attacker is in. 4. Employee Personal Information Policy. The Human Resources Department must never release personal information about any current or former employee, contractor, consultant, temporary worker, or intern, except with prior express written consent of the employee or human resources manager. Explanation. Headhunters, private investigators, and identity thieves target private employee information, such as employee numbers, social security numbers, birth dates, salary history, financial data including direct deposit information, and health-related benefit information. The social engineer may obtain this information so as to masquerade as the individual. In addition, disclosing the names of new hires may be extremely valuable to information thieves. New hires are likely to comply with any request by persons with seniority, or in a position of authority, or anyone claiming to be from corporate security. 5. Background checks. Policy. A background check should be required for all new hires, contractors, consultants, temporary workers, or interns prior to an offer of employment or establishing of a contractual relationship. Explanation. Because of cost considerations, the requirement for background checks may be limited to specific positions of trust. Note, however, that any person who is given physical access to corporate offices may be a potential threat. For example, cleaning crews have access to personnel offices, which gives them access to any computer system located